Welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kathy Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I am joined today by two amazing guests. I have with me David Wood and Josh Krebs. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Doing absolutely fantastic. I'm so excited that you're here. David, if you could introduce yourself and let everyone know where they can find you on the internet.
Sure. I am David. I'm from one half of Not For The Dinner Table. You can find our podcast wherever you found Friends in Your Ears. And you can follow us on Twitter, and our handle is at NFTDT. On Instagram, we are not_for_the_dinner_table. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at notforthedinnertable@gmail.com. We're a podcast that talks about all the strange and weird goings on in the world and conversations that may not be suitable for a dinner table.
Oh, I love that premise so much. I'm super excited.
Thank you.
All right, Josh, what about you?
My name is Josh Krebs, and David pretty much nailed it. I do the same exact thing he does. No, I'm just joking. I am the co-host of Bloody Date Night, which I do with my wife, which is a show we've been doing for 5 years where I am kind of obsessed with horror movies and she hates them. So every episode I make her watch a specific horror movie and then we record and talk about our first initial ideas about it. And we kind of walk through it. And we've been doing it for 5 years and we just wrapped up, what did we just do? We just did Final Destination.
Oh,
good film.
Yes. Amazing film. She loved it.
See, props, mad props to your wife, because I hate horror movies and I don't know if I would have married my husband if he made me watch horror movies. So that's amazing. I love the premise. I love the idea, especially I love when couples record a podcast together because you can really get a glimpse into their relationship and it just makes me so happy.
Yeah, because you see the darkest parts of the person come yes. out and then you're just like, oh.
And yet they're still together, you know, and then you see the light things too. So it all works out.
And they're still together, yes.
Wonderful. All right. Well, let's just dive right in. David, how did you start listening to podcasts and what were some of the first ones that you listened to?
Oh, so I probably started listening to podcasts maybe 5 years ago. I just needed something different to listen to on my commute. So I just started listening to some audio drama podcasts. So the Pacific Northwest stuff that's gone out, like the Black Tapes and Tanis and the Rabbits, if you've heard of those. We're really, really good. I also have sort of a guilty pleasure that I listened to an audio drama called The Archers, which is basically a serial drama in the UK that's been running since the dawn of time. And it's all about rural farm life. And I just can't get enough of it. They're about 13 minutes long, so they're perfect for a walk into the office. But then sort of as I started listening to those, I realized sort of what was out there. And I just started listening to more and more podcasts. So then I just started putting the headphones in whilst I was in the office. And now I just sort of listen constantly. And I absolutely love the different genres out there that like the conversational podcasts like this and then drama podcasts and then specific subjects. I mean, I really like horror movies. So Josh's podcast is going to be right up my street. So I'm going to be going and downloading that straight after recording this episode.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Well, now that you've gotten one new audience member, that's fantastic.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I love that about podcasts is the media is such an easy entry point into creating something. And so the genres are so wide ranging and anyone can find anything to listen to, which is something that's great when you're trying to get someone, friends or family, to listen to podcasts. And they're like, oh, well, I tried Serial and I didn't like it. Or I tried, you know, Lore and I hated it. And it's just like, okay, that's fine. What else can we do? Like, what, how else, you know, let's find something for you. I just discovered this with my daughter who I've been trying to get her into podcasts for years. She won't listen to any of the ones that I do. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I get it. You get to hear my voice every day, constantly. But we just finally found No Such Thing as a Fish for her. And she loves listening to facts and like getting this information and the knowledge. And she loves that they're British so that they have, you know, the fun accents in her mind. And like, so we're like, okay, Yes. So we have a new podcast that we can listen to in the car together. I'm like, hooray. But sometimes it does take time. And it's so hard when you're trying to explain that to somebody that, you know, everyone's podcast choices are a little bit different. And that is 100% okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of like when you get cable instead of like the basic six channels, it's like, okay, these are like kind of the basic six. And then once you start to get like Comedy Central, like, oh my gosh, this yes. actually exists. There's a commercial that's devoted itself entirely to comedy.
Yes.
Or like there's just there's a podcast that devotes itself entirely to organ music. What? And you're just like, and it's kind of because then you're more or less opening yourself up to, you're like, oh yeah, I never really knew much about the Vietnam War. I bet you there's something online that you can look up and educate yourself a little yeah. bit more with that topic if you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is always interesting because now it's just a wide ranging variety of shows that people do. And like, you know, be it like dramas, like David was mentioning, but also just like educational yeah. podcasts, which is...
And I think that's a really good point, that you can go out there and sort of learn things through this medium, which you potentially wouldn't get access to anywhere else. And the research that some of these podcasters are doing is so in-depth and just brilliantly put together and then passed on. I mean, I'm trying to listen to podcasts that are about things I wouldn't yeah. normally listen to for that very reason. And I've come across quite a few that I absolutely have just fallen in love with. And I would probably never have actively gone out and learned about these topics or these people without encountering these podcasts. And that's one of the right. things I really, really love about the medium.
And there are some where I've just like never even bothered with it. They're like, there would be like, cause I'll have friends who are just like, oh my God, you got to check out this podcast. And I'll listen to it. I'll be like, man, your taste sucks.
Yes. It says so much about the person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You're just kind of like, you listen to this? And I'm just, it's also bad when like, sometimes my wife will recommend something and I'm just like, oh, girl, you chose poorly. I'm like the knight at the end of Last Crusade where, like, you know, the guy's skeleton, he drinks from like the false cup of Christ and his skin just falls apart. And I'm just like, you have chosen
well,
poorly.
She chose you. So we'll see.
Yeah, I know. That's she did pretty well on that. So I have to like give her credit for that.
What got you into podcasts and what podcasts did you start listening to?
Poverty, extreme poverty. I was living in New York or I'm still living in New York, but it was this while ago where I had no money, but I had access to the internet, oddly. So I started to download a bunch of podcasts that I can listen to it throughout the day while I was like, cause I was working at a shitty job, like on the streets of New York. So I had to have something to drown out all this sound.
Yeah.
So I was downloading podcasts and just walking through the streets, listening to this free content essentially. And I would just kind of look at stuff and try to figure out, it would be recommendations, but it would also be like things that I just heard about through passing. So it was, I don't know, for me, that's when it really started to kind of become big, but I have no idea essentially when podcasts started to become big. But I would stand in the streets of New York, like in the cold of winter, just listening to How Did This Get Made?
Yeah.
And just be like, man, this isn't so bad.
Yeah. I find it interesting that, once again, this media of podcasts is so incredible that it's all this free content, and yet people still can make money and have their businesses through podcasts that you don't pay for. Like, it's mind-blowing, and it allows that yeah. barrier of entry for listeners. So you can go through and discover, try something and, oh, you don't like it, that's fine, move on. And I think that's something really, really, really special about what we do.
Yeah. I think it's just also listening to like reading 1-star reviews on iTunes has just become so mind-blowingly like hilarious for me.
I have never done that. I think I might need to.
Yeah, don't do that, Josh. Don't do that.
I know. No, but like when we first started, I started reading them and I was kind of like, man, I'm really pissed off about this. But then I just kind of reread it. I was like, there are a lot of grammatical errors in here and it's clear they don't know my name and they don't like, it's just, it's, I don't even know if they knew what show they were listening to. So it was just, I was kind of like, all right, well, maybe I just don't feel so bad right now.
Yeah, one of our reviews, which is a good review, does get my name wrong. They say Sophie and Paul rather than Sophie and Dave, and it's just like, who is this Paul, and wow, why has he taken over my show?
Yeah. I wanted to try to start trolling some of these guys and just try to start to become friends with them and just see, just kind of be like, yeah, man, that guy sucks. And then just slowly reveal the mask that I am the host of that podcast.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of effort and energy for something that probably doesn't have a great payoff.
Oh, no, I'll just put all the effort into that I did in the podcast and I'll be totally fine.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Sounds totally. Yeah. Sounds like a good plan.
So no more episodes for a while, yeah. While I catfish this poor man.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure she will greatly appreciate that.
Liz is going to love it.
All right. So next question, David, what made you want to actually start making a podcast?
So we started, Sophie and I, who's my co-host, we started podcasting probably about a year and a half ago now, and we'll be releasing our annual first anniversary episode in October. And it was just something because we've been friends for about 16, 17 years. We've known each other for ages and we always just have such a great time together. We both are a big fan of podcasts and we usually get together and talk about the podcast that we're listening to. And so sort of for a New Year's resolution, really, we were both like, why don't we try and do this? Why don't we try and create something and put it out there? And much to everybody's surprise, we've actually managed to do that and then sustain it as an actual podcast. I think everybody, when we've said to them, we're going to start a podcast, we're going to be talking about this, and we know we've got a logo, uh-huh, and we've got some intro music now, and people were like, okay, that's fine, yeah, there's Sophie and Dave's next harebrained scheme, and this will probably be done with in a couple of weeks, couple of months, and here we are about to go on to our sort of year annual episode, and we're still doing it and absolutely loving it. And it's just such, so great for us to sort of get together. We get together sort of once every 2 weeks and we have a recording session, and it's just brilliant. And it's actually strengthened our friendship as well, which is fantastic. So it's only been good things about creating Not for the Dinner Table and putting it out there. So yeah, absolutely love it and really, really pleased that we did it.
That's so wonderful that the first podcast that you wanted to do has stuck around and you're feeling as still passionate about it a year later. Like, that's so impressive. You know, you really, how awesome. And then, the friendships, when you have a podcast with a co-host, you get to know each other in a way that you can't otherwise. Like, it's just impossible to really bond with someone as quickly and as smoothly, except for in a podcast. I guess maybe like a television show or some other media like that. But the moments together, especially if you're coming together every 2 weeks and you get to hang out together the time before and after podcasting as well, is just strengthens that time. And that's really awesome.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And we recorded yesterday and we had our first sort of on air, if you will, although it might get edited out, but I don't think so because it's hilarious. We had our first sort of row on the podcast. And I just literally got told off by Sophie because I wasn't paying attention to what she was talking about.
Yeah, keep that in. That's stuff that your audience will want to listen to. Good.
Yeah, so I get a good telling off.
All right, Josh, what about you? Is Bloody Date Night your first podcast?
It is the first show it is the first podcast that I ended up doing. I think the reason I ended up doing it was because I had, let me actually preface this. It was the first show that I ended up putting together, but it's not the first show that I've been on. I've done other podcasts before, but this is the first one I first produced and kind of put together. And I was kind of thinking about it because I'm one of those people that is always kind of thinking about doing something. Like, I'm like, oh, this would be kind of a cool idea. Like, how would I present this in some weird way? And one night we were, my wife Liz and I were, I was sitting down watching a Friday the 13th, I think part 4 or something. And she kept on asking these questions like during the whole time. I was like, oh my God, I can't go through this whole lore with you about Jason Voorhees. We're like 2 minutes into it. And so the whole time she's like, okay, well, why is he doing this? What's going on? I was like, okay. And I tried to explain it to her, like try to explain like 3 movies worth of information to her. And she was still like, I don't get it. I don't understand. And so the next couple of days, I was like, man, I just want to like show her all these movies and just kind of like let her. I wonder what she would think if I showed her all these movies and if she could follow the plot line of it and her like interpretation of what the stories are. And then I wasn't too sure how I wanted to present that. And then I knew a buddy of mine who had audio equipment. So I was just kind of like, would you be interested in maybe doing this silly, stupid little project with me? And he goes, yeah, no problem. So he ended up producing us for about 4 years. And now we're just kind of like, all right, we're going to do this on our own. So it's kind of like just been this little baby that we've nurtured and we've kind of like seen grow and everything. And again, also with what David was saying, like it's helped the relationship because it's you sit down and you literally have to talk with, I have to talk with my spouse for an hour about this silly movie that we just watched. So it is kind of like a date sometimes because we will like maybe have a drink or something. It'll be right after we had dinner. Then we'll just sit down and we'll just kind of chat about it. So, and I will say, David, I haven't gotten to spats with Liz on the air or during a podcast, but there have been moments where I've just been mesmerized by the things that she's said to me that I've had to, like I've overwhelmed with emotion that I just start laughing or crying, and we don't edit any of it out. It's some of it's in there. Like I think one of them is Sleepaway Camp where I couldn't handle what she said to me at one point and I just started laughing my ass off. And I think it's like four minutes of me trying to catch my breath, and I felt so ashamed of it, but also I wanted to try to keep that in there just to show how much she makes me happy.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So what podcast did you start before? And you said you didn't, you weren't producing it. So were you involved or did you just show up and talk and get to leave at the end, which is kind of the best way to do it?
Yeah. Yeah. That was the best thing where I do guest spots on podcasts for friends.
Ah.
They would, cause I'm a New York comedian so what they would need is they would need somebody to come in and do like some shticky little character thing. And so they would usually call me up and I'm probably going to blow up their spot, but who knows? There was a show that I agreed to do and I was like, yeah, I'll totally come in. And I thought it was going to be like 30 minutes long. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll come and I'll do it. And essentially they were kind of like talking to me and I had to build up this character. And I was like this grizzled old like war veteran. And he was just like an obnoxiously ridiculous character. And they recorded for 2.5 hours.
Wow.
So I'm like trying to stay in this character for over 2 hours, just being like, man, I don't know if I could do any more of this. We have to stop. Because because I had this like really like gravelly voice, and I was like, yeah, well. And so by the time we were done, I was like, I can't do this. Like, I have to go. My voice is shot. Yeah, my voice is ruined. But there would be other moments where I would come in and do like quick interviews with people who just wanted to talk about the scene in New York or, stuff like that. It's just like, it's so funny the stuff that I will just come in and do. Like, there would just be like a group of New York comedians there, like, just want to come in and sit in and talk for like an hour. Like, yeah, sure. No problem.
Man, that's something that's really special with podcasts too, is the fact that, yeah, I'll come and talk for free. You know, yes, sometimes people offer payment or sometimes people request payment, but the majority of the time,
yeah,
when you're on a podcast, you're doing it for free because you love the medium. You love what the person that you're guesting on does. You love the ability to, you know, spread your wings, to do some self-promotion, which is like, that's part of why I allow, like, ask you to introduce yourself and let us know, like, let the audience know what you're saying, like what you're offering, like, let's promote you, because I appreciate having some people come on this podcast, because it'd be really boring if I just talked about the podcast that I love
right
every week. Like, that's not really a podcast.
Well, Kathy, I also want to say I have to talk to you when we're done with this, because what you're paying me, I think this bumps me into a new tax bracket. So
we'll work. I can contact my accountant and we'll see what we could do.
We'll work it out. Well, But I do. It's such an interesting medium because it literally is one of those things. Like if you have a microphone and you have the time, you could literally just record something at your house and send it to somebody, and that's a part of the show.
Yeah.
And I think now people are getting it more inventive with it, like with lore, with storytelling. And then, I mean, with comedy specifically, I think there are some comedy podcasts now that they relied a lot on improv. But now I think they're kind of looking more into like character based, like actual linear, like kind of scripted storytelling, which is really, really cool. Like kind of like the old radio drama days.
I don't know about you guys as well, but I've also found like the community itself has been just really welcoming and supportive, just sort of meeting other podcasters and getting to find out what they do, and the support that they've given us and the show has just been phenomenal. Yeah. I feel just so welcomed in this community, which I didn't know existed other than sort of listening to podcasts before I created one. And it's...
Yeah. No one's an ass. Like,
there's a few, but the majority of the time, yeah, everyone is so welcoming. Even someone that is doing a podcast that's almost exact, that might be the exact same as the podcast you're doing, is like, there are podcasts where people watch horror movies. Like, that's
right.
It's not a new idea. There's podcasts about people talking about podcasts. Like, these are not new ideas, but there's something special that every host brings that makes each podcast, even if the topic is the same, it makes it different, and it calls to different people. And some people will appreciate and love on one more than others, but it's something so special because it's still welcoming. Like, if I met somebody else that was doing a podcast like this, sure, yeah, let's talk about it. Let's like have any tips to finding guests. Like, let's communicate the community side of things, you know. I just love that because it's so rare that you find that in these day and age. It's so everyone's so competitive,
right,
that having this community is just so wonderful.
I'm actually doing the show tonight on Twitch. I'm doing a sketch comedy show on Twitch tonight, which I didn't know what Twitch was like 2 years ago, but now I do it. And you know, as we're doing the show, like, people will chime in and they'll put in comments and they'll talk, and everybody's just like super cool, like really nice. Like, and I was just so, cause I was very on edge. I was like, I don't know if these people will like me or like if they're, but I was very like kind of taken aback. I was like, oh, these guys are like really sweet and they're very like supportive and they're very nice. Like, it's a sub niche community that I don't know, I didn't really know about, you know what I mean? Mm. And I think that's kind of what podcasts are in general too. It's just kind of this fun, welcoming community.
Yeah.
And it's so strange that it is that welcoming because it is internet based a lot of the time. And so there is that anonymousness that the internet brings that can be negative in so many other areas, that the fact that the community and fans and the people that listen are so incredible. Yeah. It's just, yeah, I feel so lucky to be in this world. It makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a lot of couples that listen to the show too. And I'm so happy that that's kind of like a thing that they do. Maybe they listen to while they're making dinner or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Bond with a friend, you know, you're on a couple's date, you know, a double date together with them. That's really neat.
I kind of want to talk to Liz about possibly doing like a Patreon thing where a couple gets to have dinner with us.
I love that idea.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
Yeah. Like it would be like a double date. So yeah. We fly you all the way out to New York. We put you in the Continental.
Maybe run a background check just to make sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, that. Yeah. I mean, it's the encountering. That was my other thing too. Is I was so afraid was like encountering like people who enjoy the show because I'm always, I don't know why, I'm very hesitant about strangers like kind of like reaching out to me. Mm. Like I'm kind of like very questionably, like, suspicious of it. But a lot of the times they're just like, oh yeah, I really like the show. Like, I think what you guys are doing are so great. And a lot of the time I'm like, oh yeah, thank you very much. That's awesome. And then in the back of my head, I'm like, what's their game? What are they up to? Right.
Are you gonna like try and mug me or steal my wallet or yeah?
Yeah. What? Yeah. You gonna try to like karate kick me in the face like without me know? I need to know. Yeah. Like yeah. But I'm getting more and more used to it because I'm just not used to being so people so sweet to me.
It's wonderful. I love. Yep. Love this community. I love it. Okay, so next question. What podcast is currently playing in your podcast app of choice?
Right now, or how many am I allowed to talk about?
just one right now. The favorite podcast comes next. Like if you're hitting play on your app, what podcast, like what are you in the middle of or what did you just finish?
Okay, so I've just finished a podcast called Beyond the Box Set. So it is a movie-based podcast where two guys, Harry and John, pick a movie that doesn't have a sequel or a prequel of any kind. So it's a standalone movie. They spend a bit of time talking about the plot and run through the movie and sort of their opinions on it and whether they thought it was good or not and the cast. They then, at the end of it, have a list of drinking games. So drink when, you know, so-and-so does this, drink when there's alcohol on screen, drink when someone falls over. And then they go into what their sequels would be if this film had a sequel or what the prequel would be, which is absolutely hilarious. And they're two mates and it's just a really well done podcast. And so I just listened to they've did the film Girls Trip.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So I hadn't seen it and I listened to the podcast and then I sort of came straight in and I was like, right, get on Netflix. I want to watch this movie. So the way they talk about these movies makes me want to go and watch it. So I think that is a testament to how good it is. But yeah, that's what I've just listened to.
Awesome. What a great premise too. I love that.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, what about you?
It's a new podcast I was actually recommended to, called Vulture does this podcast called The Good One. I think it's called Good One or The Good One. I think it's just called Good One. But it is the comedy section of the Vulture publication where they take one joke or one comedic bit from a comedian and they analyze it and they interview the comedian specifically who wrote it. And the one that I just listened to was Will Forte being interviewed about the sex scene in MacGruber, which I don't know if you've ever seen MacGruber, but it is one of two back-to-back sex scenes that are the most hilarious thing I've ever seen before in my life. And it's so, and so what they do is they interview him and he just talks about kind of putting together this absurd sex, these back-to-back sex scenes and how he did it. And it's a very interesting look at like how a creation of a joke goes and what the simplistic things that they think make the joke so good. It's kind of one of those, it's discussion of like how many, like it, from the podcast, he goes, how many pumps do I give in this sex scene? Like two or three pumps. And then he just had this long discussion about pumps that they would do during the sex scene. And it was just so, it's just so absurdly like hilarious to know that something like that exists because I am kind of a comedy geek too. And so when they have stuff like that, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm totally in.
Yeah.
Like, because the next podcast, the next episode I'm going to listen to is about Sinbad and how he just doesn't tell jokes. He just kind of riffs on stuff throughout his show. And so he just kind of like, it just kind of those discussions of comedians and the process of putting something together and those certain things that they've created that they are kind of their opinions on and how it came together.
I love that. People that have a specific profession or they are, you know, a hobby or something that they're really passionate about, they have a hard time listening to podcasts in that same genre.
Right.
So comedians do tend to listen to, you know, podcast, but maybe not like breaking down a joke thing. So I find that really interesting that this podcast is out there and that you love listening to it. And I'm really intrigued as well. I'm trying, you know, I love the comedy circle. I'm definitely not even remotely close to a comedian, but I like to pretend in my brain. And so I think I'm going to have to add this to my very long queue.
Oh, yes, please do. It's a good rec.
Yeah, that's amazing. All right, we are now down to the meat and potatoes of this podcast. What are your favorite podcasts, parentheses, and why? So feel free to comment on more than one. maybe not, you know, your entire queue.
Yeah. yeah, sit back and relax, guys. We're going to be here a while.
Yeah, for the next hour, listen to what David's podcast queue sounds like.
I could definitely start with, have you guys heard of What's Her Name?
What's Her Name?
No.
Yeah, so What's Her Name is a podcast by two women called Olivia Mickle and Katie Nelson, and they talk about women throughout history that you've never heard of, but have done some pretty amazing things. Either been looked over because of the patriarchal society that they were born into, and it's just so well done, and you can tell that these two women are so passionate about bringing these stories to life, and I can't even remember how I stumbled on this podcast, but it is one that I look forward to every 2 weeks that it comes out. And it's, you know, when you've got your podcast queue and you're sort of choosing which ones to play, if What's Her Name comes into like my downloads, it's like, right, scrap everything else. I need to listen to this. I need to hear what the story is. So it's just so, so well done.
Oh, I love that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do they talk about Nellie Bly?
I'm not sure. The most recent one that they were talking about one of the oracles in Delphi. So they went like way back to sort of ancient Greece.
Oh, cool.
But I'm not sure. They probably have. If she is not a well-known historical female person, but has some potential history, they will talk about her.
That's awesome.
Because that's what they're trying to do.
She's a journalist that got put in the mental institution for like 10 days, I think.
Oh, wow.
Just for shits and gigs. No. She wanted to do a story about the mental institution conditions in like the 18th century, I think. It was 18th century England? Yeah. Or no, I'm sorry. It was New York. Yeah. It was New York all the way down here. Yeah.
That's amazing. All right, what else? Do you have anything else?
So Scary Stories Podcast is probably my ultimate favorite podcast. This is by a lady called Verity Clayton. She goes by the name on Twitter, The Elusive Host, which I quite like. These are about 20 to 30 minute episodes, and they've got a kind of an ASMR vibe to them. Her voice is just sensational. I could listen to her just read the phone book. She's just got one of those amazing, amazing voices. It's really well produced. It's got great audio accompaniments to it for like from independent song makers and music makers. But basically the premise is she sort of talks about something that causes fear in individuals and tells a story, but then sort of examines the psychology and the biology behind sort of why we get scared. So she's done one on being alone and why we get that fear of being watched when we're on our own, or that we feel unsafe when we're on our own, even if we're sort of in our house and it's dark, and why that comes about. And it's just, I can't gush over this podcast enough. I feel like this podcast is going to be one of those that it could just explode and become as big as Law, because she is that good.
That's amazing.
She is so good. If you listen to anything, you know, please do go and listen to Not For The Dinner Table, but go and listen to Scary Stories, because I mean, Sophie and I sort of got in touch with Verity and we communicate back and forth every now and again, and it's just brilliant. It's just so good.
So wonderful. I love when you find a podcast, not just that you enjoy, but that the creator of it is an amazing person too. Like that just is the cherry on top, and it really makes or breaks like long term.
Yeah. And she's also got an artist that works with her, and the artist creates artwork for each episode.
Oh, I love when they do that.
Which is super awesome. So she sort of every 2 weeks, and then on sort of her Twitter and her Instagram, you'll then get the artwork that her friend Grace Duncan does. It's so good. It's just brilliant.
Wonderful.
Cool.
It's one of those when you think, oh gosh, like I wish I'd have done that. It's so good.
Wonderful. All right, Josh, what about you? What is your favorite podcast and why?
I got a couple here. And the first one is probably going to definitely be Last Podcast.
Yeah.
Which specializes in kind of macabre, spooky ghost stories. It's a very research-based podcast because they talk a lot about serial killers and extraterrestrial visits. So they have to go through like public record of certain things. And so they'll just kind of do a well-researched, well-documented issue or topic, and they'll just kind of talk about it. The best episode that they've done, bar none, hands down, is a 5-part series they did about Jonestown.
Ooh.
Just because I'm a sick person. It's very good. It's very funny. I can understand a lot of people not liking it because it's a lot of dark humor in it, but extremely, extremely well researched. Like, I remember those guys when they were in New York and they were putting all that together, and they're like the nicest dudes in the world. And that's always a good thing too, when you see people, you know, who's worked really hard for something and then they just end up being really successful and, you know, they're super nice.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would also say like Hardcore History too, because I will sit down and listen to a 3-hour long a podcast about World War I, no problem. Like, I don't know what it is, but because there's like 5 episodes, I think, of each episode is 3 hours. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. And Dan Harmon just talks. And so when I listen to those podcast episodes, it's like, okay, if I'm going to commit to this, I have to commit to it. Like, I have to listen to the entire topic of World War I. So I went through like 15 hours, I think, over the course of like a couple of weeks.
Wow.
So, but it's well worth the information if you're willing to sit down and kind of like listen to it. And also, the other one I would definitely say would be How Did This Get Made? But that's just pop culture fun. Like, they just take the worst movies known to man and they just try to decipher and make any sense. Try to make sense of this heaping amount of garbage that's on this screen. And they're just like, what is this and how does this make sense? Yeah, that's always a good one, too. Other than that, everything else is my main favorite one all time, bar none, is Bloody Date Night, which is hosted by this really handsome dude. And his smoke show of a wife.
You know what? So this is the 33rd episode, and this is the first time any of my guests have pitched their podcast for this question. So well done.
That's amazing. Yes.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep. I love that.
I had to sneak it in.
All right. We are down to the final question, the bonus round. Audience, if you have a question you would like to ask our guest, just tweet with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's fire bonus. And this episode's question is very interesting. You have a magical pantry and kitchen that has every ingredient you could possibly need to create a meal. You have a surprise guest for dinner. What meal do you create?
Oh my gosh. So many food options are going through my head right now. Probably sushi. I absolutely love sushi and could eat it every day if I could. And it's quite difficult to get really good sushi in the UK. We've probably got one restaurant, well, outside of London, I should say. We've got one restaurant around by us because we're in the southwest called Kiboyu Sushi. So I would have the Kiboyu sushi chefs just magically appear in the pantry with all the ingredients and just make platter after platter after platter of like California rolls and sashimi and just, yeah, I just love it. I'm really hungry now.
I know. I really want sushi and it's, you know, 10 a.m. Yeah. So maybe not sushi yet. All right, Josh, what about you? What meal would you make?
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with some low-carb, keto-friendly homemade tortillas with seasoned steak, eggs, like basically like a huevos rancheros, but like nice. in a low-keto, like a keto taco.
Nice.
I don't know. I'm festive.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You can't really go wrong with tacos. Like, that's pretty much going to be sushi and tacos. I feel both are meals that everyone would enjoy and easy enough to make, especially if you have this magic kitchen.
Yeah.
And that's sounds incredible. Yes. I'm coming over to both of your houses for dinner. So get that planned.
I guess because the bad part of me is just like who's showing up, like who is the person specifically, and what's the reason for coming over? Because then that's gonna like make me really rethink what I'm giving them.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh well, if it's like my enemies, I just want them. I want to serve them just a plate full of dicks or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's we're safe. A friend.
I like my first answer better. My first answer is much more humble.
Yes. We'll go with that one. Wonderful. Well, thank you both so much for joining me on this episode of Friends in Your Ears. And thank you, audience, for listening. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com or on Twitter at Friends in Ears. You can find David at NFTDT on Twitter. And Josh is at JoshTheMayor1. That's WON. And I am at Mrs. Soup. Thank you again so much, and I hope you all have an amazing day.